agonizing his way down existence's endless path, will contrive to meet his doom face to face, and in doing so, will surely bring the world crashing down about him. And violence trample the breast of your mother, the earth, and grind her face into a macabre mask of death. And in retribution, the land will rise up against you, and in the future days, you will know no peace from below. Your gross breeding ground will bear you but dust. Waters of your spawning will reek with the odor of the dead and dying, and the vessels of your lifeblood will choke and dry up, leaving your voice parched, while like the wounded raven, your harsh cry becomes only a death rattle. You is festering and bloated and filled with the corruption of a thousand generations of filth and disease. For this, the legacy of fools, the weight of your progress, and the shining metallic glint of your anvil of industry will descend to crush the slimy carcass of your children's children and grind their bones into cosmic pap. And this, I swear, is the truth, that you will see but not recognize, will hear but not listen, will feel but not respond, and the stench of your own rotting flesh will fill your head with the illusion of fresh-cut roses. As you don the clown suit of piety and dance the hangman's jig of your own contrivance, that cuts your throat will, in the final analysis, be found to be your own.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
With most music, here's Mason Lee Dixon on the final go-round at 12:46.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you.
On WAKY. Well, what's the wacky weather, Mace? Tell you what it is, not worth even repeating right now. Let's get into the thing here. 73 degrees, Mac Davis. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes. Cause I just need you, and I'll set you free. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Where is the love?
Donning Hathaway at WAKY on a Tuesday, September 12th, 1972. We have about 6 minutes left. This is the final set, I guess, for Louisville, Kentucky at any rate. I want to thank each and every one of you. This set is for you.
To go away too soon. It's a sad thought. To walk on, never turning back, before it's all been said. Getting on a train in the gray dawn, never saying a proper goodbye. Just moving quickly away, moving on. I wondered if there wasn't just one more word, just one more song to be heard together. There must have been one last thing we could have done to save ourselves. But now, with dead leaves rustling past, and a cold October breeze in my face, I leave, never to return. Always wondering if I left too soon, before it's all been said.
Streets full of people, everyone's gone to the moon.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window. My dreams with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
WAKY, Louisville.
1 o'clock on WAKY. Whew. That's it. That's all, boys and girls. It's kind of sad, too. We'll get into the talk show, and then we won't be so sad, will we, Mace? You're lying to yourself, kid. I don't know what to say, really. I don't want to make a big swan song because everybody goes,
"Yeah, let's listen to JJ."
Right. Turn the radio over. And there aren't words to communicate how much you've meant to me. I don't know. I guess I've given something in return. But this is my whole life. And it has been for such a long, long time, since I was 17. And without people like this, you know, you just don't live, you don't exist. And you've made me what I am. And I hope I've been good for you. Let's get into the trivia thing tonight. Have a list of questions. Mason, here is some trivia me and my cousin made up. I have to go back to Milwaukee, home sweet home, etc. So would you try to get it on before school starts? And I'm going to try to get something like this started up there. Brought to you courtesy of Joe and Tia. Could you arrange to play Here Come the Judge directly after the Mason-Dixon line? Well, probably Joe and Tia have gone to school already, and we didn't get a chance to get it on then, but we're going to get it on now. And those of you who have sent in trivia lists and haven't heard them yet, don't worry. I've given them. I've turned them all over to John and or to Michael Lewis, really. And Michael Lewis will type them up and give them to John, or he will have John have the secretary type them up. And they will be using them because the Mason-Dixon line will go on kind of in the same way as usual. And if you have any questions about booze and women, Mr. Miller will be able to handle that for you, too. So that's directly from Jim Miller to you, right? Here's some of the questions tonight. Number one, who were the three Bolt brothers in Here Come the Brides? Want their first names. Who were the three Bolt brothers in Here Come the Brides? I want to thank Karen tonight, who kept me fed, and the beautiful Elise, who has made my shirt and kept me fed tonight, too, and Carolyn, who has been with me longer than water, and Sally and Georgia. Georgia's been with me almost longer than water, and my beautiful young bride sitting out there hustling Abraham Tulu Hassanpour. That's right. There she sits. She and Abe are going to run off to some country together and live in luxury for the rest of their lives together. Blessings on both of you, my children. Abraham Tulu Hassanpour, sitting down here. Marty Bass, my wingman. Where's Marty? Thomas and Bob, sitting back in the corner. Everyone who came down earlier. Gonna reel everybody off. Thank you very much. Number two, what is the highest number for which we have a name? There's a goodie. What is the highest number for which we have a name? Number three, which county is Cades County? Which county is Cades County? Number four, what is the formula for finding the area of a trapezoid? The square of the hypotenuse of the low retinue added to the sum of the other three sides inclusively caused my process to take a recess. Figure that one out. What is the formula for finding the area of a trapezoid? Number five, who is the author of such works as The Sphinx, The Black Cat, and The Premature Burial? All heavies. Especially The Premature Burial. That's a little frightening in its own right, boys and girls. Whew. It's all I want to do, man, is lay down in a box and watch a spade full of dirt hit me in the face. Terrible, terrible. Number six, William M. Gaines is the publisher of what magazine? It's that Dog World Monthly, isn't it? The one that has the Gaines burgers in it? No, excuse me. I shouldn't go off on a tangent. William M. Gaines is the publisher of what magazine? Number seven, who is the host of the following shows? We have A, B, C, D, E, F of them. Numbers of them. So you can number A, B, C, D, E, and F. Who is the host of the following? What is my line? Who is the host of What Is My Line? That's A. B is Password. Who is the host of Password? C is Hollywood Squares. Who is the host of Hollywood Squares? D is Let's Make a Deal. I do that one, but the George Carlin version of it is so fantastic. I don't want to give it away. E, What Every Woman Wants to Know. I didn't know that. What Every Woman Wants to Know. Okay. There we go. They didn't hear that. I could hear it, but they couldn't because, see, it's a directional microphone. Blew me away. And the Dick Cavett Show. Who is the host of the... And it says in parentheses, my idea. Let me see what the answer to that one is. I forgot. That's funny. The Dick Cavett Show. Okay. Number nine. How much does it cost if you land on Boardwalk with a hotel? Think about that. One, Marty Bass being the expert here on such board games as Uncle Wiggly, Chutes and Ladders, and Monopoly, knows the answer right off the top. How much does it cost if you land on Boardwalk with a hotel? Someone tell Abraham so he knows. As if Abraham could care less, right? Do they have board games like that in Persia, Abraham? Do they have board games in Persia like Monopoly? And games like that. He's thinking of the name of the board game that they have that's like Monopoly in Persia. Magic carpet. Ten. What? Better watch that. Abraham will... I'll go out there minus a limb. What flavor of pie is mentioned in the lyrics of Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey? Admiral Halsey, notify me. Oh, got it. Know what it is. You have to sing it till you get it. Okay. Number 11. When the sun is in Taurus, what house is the earth in? Oh, that's a clever question. When the sun is in Taurus, what house is the earth in? No, let's see. How many questions do we have here? 27. Don't want to go past the halfway mark. And number 12. For what company did Mr. George Jetson work? And what company was their rival? Ta-da! Elise knows that one. We have a board of experts in here tonight that are going to be hard to stop. Give us a call at 583-8803. Mr. Bass may have to ask you to do the honors and pull the patch cord again. 583-8803 and 583-8804. Don't think I have to announce that one twice. Tonight I looked out there, and the board has just blown a fuse.